obviously we're hurting again. Very tough ball game to swallow. Our kids, I thought, played with better effort from a week ago, but not enough to sustain a performance to the expectation that we expect in the second half. But I thought there were some opportunities out there to capitalize that we just didn't quite click on and didn't take advantage of, especially when it comes to turnovers. I thought that really made a difference. When you go minus three in the turnover game, it really hurt us, and it hurt our opportunities to sustain momentum at crucial times. But with that being said, just not enough today, and our kids are hurting, they're down, and we're just going to have to rally them and get prepared for next week against Texas.
How frustrating is that when, you know, energy has kind of been missed the last couple of weeks, and tonight it seemed like you guys came fired up?
Well, I got to give the coaches and the players credit for getting them ready. They really did come out and play hard and played better in the first half, but I thought, you know, second half-wise, that opening drive, if we could have stopped them and then capitalized with a score, I think it could have changed the momentum of the game at that juncture in a two-point game. But they came out and they scored immediately. And then we're in a nine-point game again. So and that kind of hurt our chances. We got a little bit behind, and we just tried to put some drives together. And, of course, I thought they separated in the latter part of the third quarter. So it was tough. But I thought overall, I thought the players, a lot of them played hard. I know that it's hard to say that when you see, you know, the yardage being thrown up, you know, against a rush, against a rush defense. But you got to give credit to McGee. We had a hard time stopping the read option. You know, they kept it quite a bit. We tried to really collapse and close on the big guy, Lane, and you know they did a nice job on that read, and you know he made a lot of plays off of that.
What was behind the decision to bring Sean Watson to get the play calling in?
Well, what I wanted to do was I wanted to bring Sean downstairs to be with Sam a little bit more. As I was telling Sean at halftime, I was telling Sean Callahan at halftime when being interviewed that we wanted to bring Coach Watson down so he could spend time with the offense and really get them together from the aspect of motivating them, keep them together, and try to enhance the communication while I was down with the defense. I tried to be more involved, much more involved with the defensive side of the ball today.
Did he call plays?
We shared some play calling.
Yeah. How would you evaluate Sam's performance today?
Well, I don't think it was his best game. I think that he had some throws he'd love to have back. He made some tough throws, but again, I think overall, I think if you asked him, I think he'd tell you he'd be a little bit better than what he was.
Andrew, you mentioned the distractions earlier this week. Any factor into today's game?
No, the kids came out with a lot of energy this week. You know, I just I'm really proud of them, how the way they handled that, and how they rallied, and how they came together and really tried to fight. And as a coach, that's all you ask your kids to do is come out and play with effort and play hard. So I thought, you know, we improved that aspect, but again, it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough to sustain over the long haul.
Injury-wise, through the first play of for them, it looked like he got hurt and didn't come back. Byford injury, what's up based on some of those kids?
I'm going to find out as soon as I get down here. I'm going to go down to the training room and find out, but we had a lot of them go down early.
He ran for 359 yards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was a big factor. Right. What do you make of the you know, your ability to stop them on all that stuff?
Well, again, like I just mentioned, I thought the read option was tough. You know, we had a tough time containing the quarterback and really doing a good job of making the plays on that phase of their game. They played a little bit more read option than they have in the past, but I think they had a good blend of everything. They had the read, they had the regular speed options and things of that nature, but we really didn't close down the quarterback the way we should have on the read. We just had to do a better job getting off the blocks.
The wake of the past few days, you see this game as a big game for the team, a pretty big game for the team, for you, and in light of the outcome, are you personally sagging?
No, I'm just disappointed. I'm really disappointed because I felt coming into the year we had a good team. We still do have a good football team. And I feel like we have talent, and we're just not getting it done for whatever reason. But I'm not sagging. I'm just disappointed. I'm really, really disappointed in terms of where we're at, because we got great fans, we got great support, and when you don't play well, you know, in front of the group of people that we play in front of, it's awfully tough, you know, because the expectations are high, and we embrace those, and we're trying to live up to that. So you can well expect any coach or any player, for that matter, to be a little bit down or disappointed in that regard. But no, we're not discouraged. We got to come back tomorrow and look at the film, make the necessary corrections, and get prepared for Texas, because, you know, there's no break in sight.
Bill, you talked about the turnover margin at the beginning. It's been three games that your defense has forced a turnover. They've had a real big part of the struggle with that.
I'm sorry, that we have not forced a turnover. We had our hands on a few passes today. We didn't make the plays. The biggest thing is not turning the ball over. You know, ball security is a huge issue. You know, and I thought in the first half we made some good stops on defense. I thought that we had the ball in favorable position when we fumbled, and I thought that would have created a short field. We were on two short fields, I want to say, when we dipped on the one. No, for sure, we were at midfield on one and near midfield on the other. So that hurts, because you do attain good field position, whether it's a punt or whether it's a run. And when you lose that, it just kills you. You give the defense you turn the ball over, and you give their offense a short field to defend for our defense. And it's difficult. It's challenging, especially when you're struggling. It's like, dang it, you know, we got to go back. You know, we just got off the field and stopped them, and now you got to go back out there again. So it's like giving a team an extra possession, and that's really difficult. That's tough. That's very, very tough.
You said last week you wouldn't coach scared, but is the pressure mounting to you become bowl eligible? Get the season?
No, we're just going to do the best we can. We're just going to keep working. You know, we want to go to a bowl. We want to be better. But, you know, there's an opportunity to get, you know, better in these next four games. So we're going to do everything we can to do that.
Coach Billy, you went back to calling plays, I know, in the two-minute offense at the end of the half.
Yeah.
And then did you call plays the entire second half?
I was involved throughout the entire game. Sean and I were just sharing responsibilities in that respect.
There was no difference from the first half to the second half?
I mean, there's no difference, Kurt, from what transpires on a regular game day when he's up in the box. It's really no different. And we put Coach Gilmore upstairs. I don't know if you noticed that. Ted went upstairs and really evaluated coverage and things of that nature, you know, as we were charting their defense. But really, it was just I wanted Sean downstairs so that he could really spend time with the offense and assist me in the play calling duties. I know we're going to see. No, I haven't made any final decisions on that. We'll just see how it worked today and see how it works out. We brought Johnny Osterhout down stairs today on the defensive side of the ball. So we're trying to do everything we can to try to get these guys up and going and playing harder and better and try to communicate with them more and show more attention and really be there with them throughout the game so we can enhance the communication and the encouragement and things of that nature to keep them up and keep them going. So I felt it was very, very important in this game to bring everybody down, rally the troops, and stay with these kids as we competed today.
Over the last three games, do you feel like defenses have sort of figured Sam out, or do you think he just hasn't played as well as he'd like? Because the performance seems to be different.
We could be better there. There's no question. We can be better there, and I think Sam will be the first one to tell you that.
What's your role with the defense today? So you went down there to help out with?
Just a lot of things, just helping them in terms of, you know, their communication and one personnel. Just planted. I knew all the calls they were in this week, so it was important for me to understand what was being called. I just more or less followed it and tracked it and watched the effort and watched them perform. But guys made all the calls, though. But I just was right there to watch and evaluate and assist and kind of give my two cents.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Coach.